James chapter 3 and verse 5. It says this. The tongue. Everyone say the tongue. The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by just a small spark. The tongue is also a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. So I just wanted to encourage you with that tonight. If you want to please God, you need to take some scissors and you need to cut your tongue off, because then you can't say anything bad. No. But what he's saying here is that there is great power in what comes out of your mouth. There's great power in your words. We'll keep reading. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, establishing what we covered 2 weeks ago, which is that God created mankind, not animals, not dogs, not cats, not cows, not trees, not mountains. Nothing else in all of creation was created in the image of God except for you and I. I want you to understand that, is that God has given us, because of us being created in his image and in his likeness, he's given us dominion over everything in the earth. But it says that even that, even though that's the truth, no human being can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil full of deadly poison. James is kind of a pessimistic type of guy. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father. And this is what I want you to hear. With our mouths, with our words, we praise God. And with it, we curse human beings who have been made in the image of God or God's likeness. Out of the same mouth comes praising and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. I want us to understand before, I want us to understand before we go any further that what you say matters. And I would even go further than just your words. What you say with your life and your body language, your attitude, your eye contact, it matters. What you communicate to people matters because it tells them about themselves based on what you believe about them. So if you're sitting in a room and someone's talking to you and you're on your phone, what you're saying to them is that you don't value what they're saying. Or the way that you talk to others, and I'm talking to myself because there are times where I get caught up and I get laser focused in a meeting and I want to say what I need to say because if I don't say it, I'll forget. Anyone else like that? Like, I got to say it now or I'm going to forget, so I'm just going to say it now. I'm going to sound like a total jerk. That's me. But people will tell me, including Noelle, who's been married to me for almost 11 years, she'll say, Taylor, it's not that what you said was wrong, it's... Come on, you can do better. It's not what you said, it's how you said it. Because how you speak, what you speak, what you say, the way that you talk, what you say about others matters. I want to speak tonight on the subject, a bad review. A bad review. If you'll bow your heads, God, right now, we lean in. God, right now we pause whatever else in our world is distracting us, not to say that it's not valid, but we pause it because we know that your voice is louder if we allow it to be. God, what you have to do in us and around us and what you have for us ahead of us is so much bigger than what we've seen thus far. But God, we want to do our part and receive it. So God, would you give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts that are open to what you might say to us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 How many of you, you ever spent some time on the YouTube comments section? It's like if you want to ever get discouraged by like where humanity's at, just go spend 3 minutes. Like, here's how you know it's bad. You could watch like a review of curtains on YouTube with 46 views, and there might still be a comment about something political, and someone might have their life threatened. I mean, it's crazy. It's just, it's weird. It doesn't make any sense. But I would not encourage you to spend any time on YouTube comment sections. But one thing that is funny, that if you ever get some time, is go on Yelp and watch, like, read people's angry reviews about restaurants that they go to. You know, like, you ever seen one of those? Like, I went to this restaurant, and this one time I had a bad experience, so I think that this business should be closed down, and the people should be thrown in jail because of how angry I am. It's just ridiculous, people's reviews. I actually pulled up a couple of them that I thought were funny. There's one at Wendy's, and I won't, you won't see it up there, so I'm going to read it to you. This was a review of a Wendy's, a local Wendy's. It says, all it says is this: was murdered here, do not recommend. Was murdered here, do not recommend. This was a clothing store. Whenever I find someone I hate, I send them here. Like, you should wear that. It looks great. here was one, and I never understood the purpose of, like, a book that teaches a toddler about and how to poop until I had a toddler that we had to teach to poop. There are still days I walk into the bathroom and there's a little present in the toilet with no toilet paper, meaning there was some poop, but there was no wiping that happened. And so who knows where in our house there is a poop smear somewhere on the couch, somewhere on the wall. And I say that from experience because we have had poop smeared onto our couch. Anyways, I won't go there. But this is a review of a toddler pooping book. And it goes like this. It was called Everyone Poops. And here's the review. Get ready for this. Don't buy this book. The title gives it away. I thought it was funny. Okay. Here's another one. This is a review of gummy bears. There's some gold on here on Amazon. It said this: eat these and, like me, all hell will break loose. Your toilet will pay the price. The worst was actually personal. I was recently, we were at church. It was a great sunny Sunday. I love sunny days. It just makes me happy. I'm excited for the summer. I'm excited for camp. We're going to be launching camp in a little over a month. I'm excited about that. We'll be doing some fun stuff. You'll hear about that in the coming weeks. But I remember we got off of church, and I remember that day in particular, we had had like 4 or 5 Google reviews, because part of my job is I oversee our website, our social media, all that kind of stuff. So every time we get a review, I'll get a little notification on my app that says, you had a new 5-star review. You have a new 5-star review. But I got these notifications. I'm like, I'm riding high. Like, we got 4 5-star Google reviews. So I'm just pumped. So we're with friends. It's sunny out. We're with a bunch of people. We're at Benjerong Thai right over here in Covington. And we get into the restaurant, and I sit down. I get a notification, another review. But this time it says, you have a new 1-star review. And my heart dropped. I'm like, it's probably just someone who thought our parking lot was too dirty or something like that. Like, one time a guy gave us a 1-star review, and he said, I like the ball fields. So he gave us a 1-star review and said, I like the ball fields. I'm like, come on, man. You brought us down to a 4.8 instead of a 5.0. But so I get this 1-star review, and I want to read an excerpt to you because it ruined my day, and I just want to share it with you. And this is real. If I could give 0 stars, I would. It gets better. This is a part of it. Okay, I'm skipping ahead. Worship, and I take offense to this because my wife is the worship pastor, and this is not true, but they said worship was drier than Thanksgiving turkey. Just terrible. Like, really? You can say it wasn't good, but dry? No way. This is the icing on the cake. Check it out. This is the icing on the cake. I would not recommend this church to the devil himself. 1 star. Just brutal. And so, like any good person would, I hacked into their account, shut their computer down, and destroyed their life. No, I don't know how to do that. No, I wrote them a really nice letter, and I said, I'm so sorry this was your experience, even though I know they were exaggerating. I'm so sorry this is your experience, as you can see from our numerous other reviews, which we have some good reviews. This is not the typical experience. We would love to make it right. Please let us know. They have yet to reach out to me. I was so frustrated, but you know, what it did is we're at the restaurant, and I couldn't shake it. I was frustrated. I was sad. I was thrown off. I was discouraged, and I couldn't shake it. And it's funny because in the same day, we had 4 other positive reviews. All that said, I love this church, love the community, love the worship. It was not dry. It was just like a medium-rare juicy cheeseburger from a steakhouse. That's the kind of reviews I'm used to getting. And we got all of these great reviews, and the one negative review stuck with me. You ever had a time like that where you had an encounter with a person in your life, a family member, a friend, a neighbor, whoever, and in this encounter, you had this disruption, and during this disruption, you have this moment, and they say something that throws you off, and even though they probably didn't mean anything, what they said messed you up for the rest of the day. You ever had one of those? And I remember I was just so discouraged. But the one negative review sat with me. And I was thinking as I'm reading the scripture, we use our words to praise God. I mean, I love being in this environment. And we only sang one song so far, but we're going to sing some songs at the end. And that's my favorite part, worshiping God. And I don't know if you've ever had a moment where you're worshiping God and you're connected to God and you're lifting your hands and you're praising him, you're using your words to honor and glorify God and lift his name, and it's awesome. And then at the same time, we can be the kind of people who with our words, instead of lifting, we tear down. Instead of planting good seeds, we plant negative seeds. Instead of building up, we discourage. Instead of covering someone's offense, we expose it because that's what we do. Instead of helping, we hurt. And I guess my question for us tonight is this. It's kind of twofold. What reviews have you been reading? Because on one hand, if you're not careful, all of the negative reviews will overshadow the many more positive reviews about your life. Isn't it interesting that when we think about how well we're doing or how people think of us, we go to the worst case scenario? I have too much fat. I'm too short. I'm too tall. I'm not good enough at my craft. I'm not this, that, or whatever it is enough. And we go straight to what's not working, when in reality, most people in our world would say, we love you. My question for you is, what kind of reviews have you been listening to? In your comments section of your life, which comments do you scroll to? But more importantly, this is what we're going to talk about tonight, what kind of reviews have you been writing with your words? What kind of reviews have you been writing with your words? Because, well, I want to tell you something. Every single person in here has been, every single day, we're writing reviews in the lives of other people. With our words, with our attitudes, with our disposition towards them, our interactions, what we're doing is we're writing reviews. And my question for you is, what is your review saying about other people? Because if we're not careful, we will be the one negative review, which is a source of pain and discouragement. And even like this scripture says, that it's the very thing that would catch someone's life and their trajectory on fire. What kind of reviews have you been leaving? We all leave reviews. What we say about others, what we say about that person who can't stand, who's speaking from the stage, and when we finally leave, we can talk about all of the things that we really think about that person. Or what we say when we finish leaving church, where we're able to put on the face, you know, where we talk church, we play church, we look like we're doing right, and we lift our hands in such a way that our figure is shown just the right way, and so that when people see us, they think they are more righteous than they are. But what are the things that you say when you get into your mom's van with your friends in the back seat, and you're talking about that person who you're driving by in the parking lot that you don't like, or you don't get along, or you used to be friends with, but now they did something that hurt you a long time ago. So now the way that you talk about them, you're writing these reviews from the safety of your mind's keyboard, saying all of these things, not realizing that not only are you planting toxins in their life, but in your own. Are you hearing me? I want to challenge you that every single person, with your actions, your eye contact, your words, your attitude, you're leaving reviews. What do they say? With the same mouths come blessing and cursing. With the same mouths, we can worship God and yet then go speak in a negative way towards people who were created in the image of God. I want to give some thoughts. Number one, write this down. If you're not taking notes, I would challenge you. Our theme this year, as we're the undertone theme for this entire year, is forward. And it's time to take a step forward and bring your journal and start taking notes. Put your money where your mouth is. See some real growth in your life. I would encourage you to do that. Bring a journal. If you don't have one, go buy one. If you don't have a Bible, we'll give you one. We have free Bibles right here in the prayer room, which is unlocked. You can go steal one. Marley, you asked me a trick God question. Would God be mad if you stole a Bible from a church? And we are giving you permission to steal our Bibles. Oh, I thought it was... Okay. Number one, write this down. Take notes, write it down. All right. Bad reviews. Number one, bad reviews focus on the negative, ignoring all of the good. Bad reviews focus on all that's wrong, ignoring all that's right. It says, with the tongue we praise God and curse human beings who've been made in his image. So when I gossip, when I slander, when I spread lies, or here's the deal. You might say, I don't spread lies, I only spread the truth. Maybe it's not your truth to spread. You ever think about that? Like, it's not your job to save the world. It's your job to allow God insight into your life and to remove the planks from your eyes. Stop looking at all of the truths that everyone else has that they need exposing. It's not your job. And if you get into the habit of doing that, can I tell you, you become more and more blind to your own issues that God has been trying to reveal in you. It's not your job to spread the truth. It's your job to love people. It's not your job to spread gossip, spread rumors, talk about other people. If you find it easy, can I challenge you? If you find it easy when you're in your circle to talk about people who walk by, talk about what they wear, talk about how they act, talk about all of this different kind of stuff, or even just say something sideways when somebody walks by without any ill will in your heart, can I challenge you that maybe you've been so calloused to God's image being formed in you that you can't even see that you are further and further away from who he's called you to be? It says, from the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. When I gossip, when I believe the worst about people, when I point to others' failures, when I want revenge and I'm vengeful, what we're saying is this, and this is what I want you to hold on to this. What we're saying is that how I feel about them has more weight than what God says about them and ultimately about his own character. So the moment I gossip, and or for that matter, the moment someone plants a seed of gossip in my life and I allow it to be watered. Because I can tell you every day you're going to get a seed of gossip planted in your life. I promise you. Raise your hand if you go to public school or private school or any school, homeschool, like Raise your hand if you know a person. Okay, so the seeds of gossip. Let me challenge you with this. I would encourage you, listen. I would encourage you to ask God, God, would you show me a time tomorrow, not even next week, tomorrow, where there's an opportunity for gossip. Reveal it to me in the moment. I can almost guarantee you that he will. You'll see opportunities for gossip, and here's what's going to happen. You'll either choose in that moment to water it, or you will choose in that moment to do what God would lead you to do and either cut it off or walk away. I would challenge you to do that. Because every time that we don't do that, what we're saying is, I'm going to water the seeds of gossip. And guess what? The seeds of gossip provide some poisonous fruit in your life that is really hard to get rid of. It's really hard to get rid of. What you say about people you don't like says a lot about what you believe that God can do in them. I'll say it again. What you say about people you don't like says a lot about what you believe that God could do in them. Can I ask you? Maybe you could just close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes. Everyone here, close your eyes. Close your eyes. What do you think of one person in your life who immediately, what comes to your mind is something negative? One person, it might be minor, might be major, might be little, might be big, might be something they've done to you and you have every reason. But let me say this, okay? Once you have them in your mind, you can open your eyes. Once you have them in your mind, open your eyes. Ask yourself this, does the way that I think and speak about this person reflect how God sees them? Let me say it again. Does the way that I think and that I speak about this person reflect how God sees them? Let me break it down a little bit more. How does God see you? He sees you as fearfully and wonderfully made. He sees you as his creation, made in his image. He sees you as someone with a purpose and plan on their life. He sees you as someone who, no matter what you've ever done, it doesn't mean that you are too far out from his grace. He loves you unconditionally. He did everything. He went through hell and back, literally gave his life so that you could know that you were loved by a Savior. That's how God sees you. And guess what? The person next to you, that's how God sees them too. And if we're not careful, we start talking about other people like they're not deserving of the same grace that we are not deserving of. Are you with me? So does the way that you talk about them reflect how God sees them? Number two, bad reviews spread offenses like a virus. Bad reviews spread offenses like a virus. I'll say it this way. Bad reviews put the weight of your offense on their back without their permission. Bad reviews put the weight of your offense on somebody else's back without their permission. If you ever watched The Office, one of the greatest shows of all time, you would have seen the episode where Jim was over time secretly sneaking quarters into the back of Dwight's phone. Does anyone remember sneaking quarters into it? And becomes heavier and heavier, but he doesn't realize it because it's one at a time every single day. And then finally he removes them and he picks it up and he hits him. Okay, it was a really funny episode that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about here. But here's what it does. Here's why it reminded me of it. Is that when you spread your offense, when you tell somebody else about something you don't like about somebody else, what it does is, without them even asking, it takes the weight of what you feel, which might be valid, and it now puts it on their back for them to carry as well. And it's different than carrying burdens, because we're called to carry each other's burdens. You're in pain? Let me lean on me. I'll walk with you. That's different than me going and planting seeds of, I hate that person. that person's a jerk. I don't like them. Oh, stay away from them. Do you know what they used to do? Do you know who they are? Do you know what the kinds of things that they say? Do you know what they do on weekends? Do you know what they don't do on weekends? And they would judge us if they saw what we do on weekends. And what we do is, what we're doing is we're planting seeds into other people's gardens without their permission, and it's going to reap fruit that they never wanted in their garden. Bitterness, anger. I remember Noelle and I have two good friends, been good friends with for almost a decade, really close with them. And before I had ever met this guy, I didn't know him, but I knew who he was just through different circles. And I remember I was at an event where he was at, and I knew that him and this girl had kind of liked each other and hung out once, and it didn't work out, and she went and told everyone that he was just kind of a tool, and she didn't like him. And so I remember we're there, and I see this guy, and I overhear someone say, "Yeah, man, that guy's a tool." And I'm like, "Yeah, he probably is. Yeah, I don't like him either." And I remember for several years, I literally for several years, I'm like, "That guy's a tool." And then I met him. And I looked him in the eye and I talked to him. And I got to know him. And I got to know his wife. And Noelle and I became good friends with them. And found out that we had a lot more in common than I ever would have thought we did. And they became two of our closest friends over the last decade. And it's funny, because all of the things that I had heard those people say about him were completely untrue. But what had happened is someone had planted a seed into my garden, and I allowed it to grow, and it produced a fruit in my life that I never wanted in my life. We've got to be careful of the seeds that we choose to plant into people's lives. This is what a bad review does. This is what happens when you get in the habit of gossip, in the habit of slander, the habit of pointing fingers, the habit of blaming, the habit of hiding behind your keyboard on Instagram and just typing what you know you can say because there's no actual weight to it. When you get into the habit of this, what you start doing is you spread offenses. And it goes on to fulfill this, setting one's whole life trajectory on fire. Wow. Number two is bad reviews spread offenses like a virus. Number three is this. Bad reviews leave others hurt and leave you unfilled. Bad reviews leave others hurt and you unfulfilled. Noelle and I, we have two kids now, and it's awesome. And we love having two kids until one of them gets sick. How many of you have siblings and one of them got sick and got the whole house sick ever? Like, that is the worst. Chicken pox, flu, all that kind of stuff. It's the worst. And let me tell you, having kids when they get sick is the worst thing ever. Recently, one of our kids got sick, and I remember When your kid gets sick, you still want to kiss them, you still want to hug them, you still want to hold them, you still want to play with them, but you also want to avoid them so that they don't get you sick. And I remember one of them gets sick, and then another person in the family gets sick, and then I remember I got sick, and there was one person left to get sick, and I remember doing what I could to pass it on, and then finally, or to not, what am I saying, to pass it on, to not pass it on. I remember finally the whole house is sick. And it's just nonstop, it's the worst. And the thing that I was thinking about is that when you're sick, this is interesting, when you're sick and you have a virus in you, and then you pass on the virus doesn't leave you. The virus doesn't leave you, it just spreads. This is the myth of a bad review that says, all I gotta do is get my rage out. All I gotta do is get with those friends, I just gotta get this off my chest. Can I tell you, All you're really doing is spreading a virus that you're still not getting rid of yourself. Whenever you spread bitterness, when you gossip, when you slander people, when you make fun of people, when you point the finger, when you call out people, when you make them feel small, when you talk about your parents to your friends, I know I've harped on that before, I'll harp on it again. When you get into your friend's car and you roll your eyes and you bash your mom and dad, all you're doing is taking a disease that's in you, spreading it to other people, and holding on to the disease yourself. It's toxic because it never goes away until we simply hold on to it, stop spreading it, and allow it to get out of ourselves and be done with it. But instead, and Christians are the worst at it, is we go around and we spread all these things. We spread these attitudes. The way that we use our words, I mean, we literally, in our world, we need a revolution where we stop this stuff because it is so damaging and toxic. And it doesn't build anyone up, but not only that, is it leaves the person who plants the seeds still with a virus in their own heart. The myth that the moment you get it out there, the moment that you get it off your chest, the myth that it's gone is a lie. Infects you and it keeps you, or infects others and keeps you infected. So we get to this place where it's like, all right, well, so what's the solution? Well, how do we fix it? How do we fix this? How do we see healing in our lives? How do we see ourselves make progress in this? How many of you would, just by show of hands, and you can be honest, how many of you find it easy at times to slip up in this area of how you use your words? I'm keeping my hand raised, okay? I caught myself right before I did last night. I was with a fellow youth pastor out for happy hour, and I was about to start saying something, and I caught myself. He's like, what were you going to say? I was like, sorry, man, I was about to say, let's move on, and I just moved on, because I understand as a human being how easy it is to worship God. I mean, we're youth pastors. Worship God. God, I want to honor you with my life. Yet it is so easy for me to speak in a way that is inconsistent about others with how you see them. You've heard it said, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words will bones. I'm slurring my words here. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. It's not true. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will not only kill you, but they'll spread your disease. And I think what we've got to do is we've got to stop it at the source. I believe that while we are broken and we need healing and we need correction, we need to get fixed, we need to adjust this, I believe that it is only God who can truly tame the tongue. James said it himself. He said it himself. No human can tame the tongue. No human can tame the tongue. But I believe that God can. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I think there's a lot of distraction and noise in this room. And I think it's just the enemy trying to keep you from getting what you need from God. I think there's some people in here who you're the source of the distraction, and I'm not calling anyone out. But God is trying to speak to you. And he's saying, if you'll just pause, I've got some words, some good reviews that I've written that I want you to see. I've got some seeds that I want to plant into your life that I need to get watered so that they can produce the fruit in your life that I've designed for you. Maybe you're in here and you've, if you're being honest, you've been planting some seeds into other people. You've been planting some negativity. You've been planting some pain, some hurt, gossip. It's a regular part of your discussion. Some of you in here, I just feel like, and maybe this is you, maybe it's not, but you're in Snapchat group chats and Instagram group chats where the whole purpose is all you do is bash other people. And I'm not here to say that Snapchat's the enemy, but until you delete it and get out of there, that toxin's going to continue to find its way into your life, and you will forever be a slave to it. Until you are willing to allow God to, from the inside out, change who you are, you will never see victory in this. But can I tell you, if you are willing to let God into your space, let God into your mind. The Bible says that when we find Jesus, we now, instead of having our own minds, we have the mind of Christ. We are brand new. He gives us a new way of thinking. It's literally the same thing that enabled Jesus to do for us what he did, is the same mind and thinking and patterns that are in us by the Holy Spirit. So God wants you to know, I have not come to give you grim news. I've come to give you good news that I can regenerate your heart. I can give you a new mind, but you must let me in. Will you let God in tonight? I'm going to invite you to stand all over this room. Just all around here, would you stand? And if you don't want to stand, that's okay. I'm going to ask you to stand anyways. Would you do me a favor and close your eyes? Just all around this room, just close your eyes. And I want you to put your hand on your heart. I want to pray for you. And I know this can be a sensitive thing because for some of you, this is a major struggle. And when we talk about the things that are plaguing our world today, much of it actually does come down to the way that we speak to each other. The way that we talk about each other. The way that we talk about the opposite political ideology. The way that we talk about other religions. The way that we talk about people that are different than us. Can I tell you that the healing that we want to see, breakthrough in our lives, change in the world, it comes down to, are we willing to speak and think and talk about others in a consistent way with how Jesus sees them? If you're saying, you know what, I want to give God some room in my life to change the way that I see people, would you just lift your hands to heaven? Just lift your hands to God, just saying, God, I'm weak in this area and I need some strength. Maybe it's how you talk, maybe it's what you text, maybe it's how you talk to people that you love. Maybe it's how you talk to yourself. Just lift your hands up. We're going to sing, Oh, the Overwhelming, Never-Ending, Reckless Love of God.